Good afternoon and welcome to the Real Estate Insider Show with Ellen and Ron Hurley, featuring hot topics, Q&A, mortgage updates, and more. And now, here are your Freedom Friday hosts, April Ballestero and Kelly Freer.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Coach April Ballestero, owner and founder of One Light Ahead, strategic leadership coach, representing coaching, consulting, and seminars. And my beautiful co-host is here with me today. She covered for me last week. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
And let's get just everyone started, and we're going to introduce our other guest today as well.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Kelly Freer with Guild Mortgage. Thanks for being on with us.
Awesome. And we are also introducing, and we're going to start with Tony because you introduced us to Charles, or Charlie, whichever you were going to choose today, and share, Tony, how we got connected and what you would love your audience to hear about you.
I'm Tony Majorana. I'm with Five Star Accounting and Business Solutions. We are located in Citrus Heights at 7920 Alta Sunrise Drive, Suite 230. April is actually someone we work with on a daily basis, and she invited us to come to the show, and I decided to bring my good friend, Charles E. Sherman, to join me and talk more about real estate today.
And we're going to start off. We've got Facebook Live, by the way, going on Kelly and my feed. And Tony, we'll add you on our next break. That's and then we'll move the camera around because we're going to need to get a tripod set up.
We are.
Yes. And so we'd love for you to join us. You are welcome to call us at 866-576-1055. Join comments on our Facebook Live, and we'll add yours in as well. Charles, share all this fun that you've got in your that you want to share with our audience.
Well,
today.
First, I'd like to just say thank you for inviting me onto your show. This is really exciting for me. You know, I have my real estate broker's license. I'm with Acero Real Estate in Rockland. I love it there. I've lived in Roseville for the last 6 years, and I just recently bought a place up in Forest Hill. Love it up there. It's amazing. I have an acre,
beautiful,
and just
huh?
My little kid just runs around all day, and it's amazing. But yeah, I have a degree from University of Colorado in economics, and I've always wanted to work for myself and kind of create my own lifestyle, and real estate gave me the opportunity. So
wonderful. And how old is your little one?
She's 2.5.
How fun.
She's amazing. Time. She's my little sidekick.
I love it. I just got, thankfully, I got the week to spend with both my children, my 25-year-old and my 5-year-old grandson and my 22-year-old son. So that was a joy, and I see my niece graduated JMU University. That was a blast, and
oh,
so
fun.
Tennessee,
congrats.
Virginia is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And as always, we are representing the Real Estate Insider Show, so we are going to be focusing on real estate. Tony has helped me on both sides, and our five-star accounting has helped me build profit and loss statements and QuickBooks accounting and all kinds of fun stuff that I want in my business, and they are capable of doing that in many businesses, which is a
perfect
big deal.
For our topic today.
Isn't that fun?
Yes, it is.
So it worked out perfect. And
yeah.
Will you help the audience know what we've set up for our topics and how we're building it up for our future event?
Well, as we've talked about for the last few weeks now, we're really focusing on growing our business and making all our partners very successful and helping each other partner up and finishing the year strong. And it's funny to even talk about that because it's the middle of May. But you really have to evaluate what's happened so far, because hopefully we had great business plans, because we talked a lot about that for the year. But it's time to take a look at those and see what we need to change, adapt, you know, enhance, cancel, and finish the rest of the year strong, the next 6 months. And so we've gone through what we've done, the SWOT analysis.
Yes.
So that started with how's the first quarter and a half look. And then last week, being present when you're not present. So that was all about your media presence overall and your image and everything when you're not in front of people. How do you make sure you're doing that? It was great. Really, really good show. Lots
I
of
got to watch
great
part of
feedback.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so today we're talking about budget, because now we've talked about what we've done this year. So are you spending money where you want? Are you making the money, first of all, I guess, that you thought you'd make? That was the plan. And so now are you spending appropriately? Are there things you need to change for the rest of the year? So it's a lot about budgeting and helping us get organized in that and knowing where we are going forward. And then next week we'll kind of bring it all together. And then hopefully many people will join us for our workshop where we just kind of bring it all together in a room and rewrite our plan or adjust our plan for the rest of the year. We're doing that May 23rd.
Yes. I was going to say, I know she's got the date written down.
Yes.
I've got it on my calendar. So we were talking about how we're going to incorporate our dear friends here today and share in regards to. So first of all, you obviously work with multitude of clients, Tony, in helping them build their businesses and help them set up their business budgeting. So you get to be the rep that gets the people to your beautiful wife. Okay. Right?
Yes. Yeah, she's the brains of the company. I'm just the pawn.
Well, and the gift is that she would be available to anyone that would want to work
anytime.
Through.
Yes,
yeah,
anytime.
And I've referred her people for that.
Yes.
So love that. Charlie, is it okay if I call you Charlie?
You call me Charlie. My friends call me Charlie, so you call me Charlie.
We're all friends.
We're all friends. I
we're
love
all
it.
Friends now on Facebook,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep. We're yep. Absolutely. So Charlie, to incorporate this, working on budgeting, working on business planning, working on your history, what have you learned in your business that you would love to share?
One thing is just really taking advantage of the social media. You know, social media, you get your sphere of influence, you know,
absolutely.
Watching you every day. One of the things I really try to do is I try to offer something that I don't expect money for, and that is fitness. So I really try to help people become fit and healthy and just living a happy lifestyle and just stay in front of them constantly. It's not just shoving down, you know, what is my home worth or are you ready to buy? You know, people get sick of that. So I kind of try to stay in front of them with something that's useful. And then when it comes to for them to buy or sell a home, you know, they're thinking of me.
Excellent.
So that's kind of what I
We
do.
All know
that's
fit people are more successful.
That's
also,
right.
In general, I mean, that's
yeah,
that
more
is
energy.
A proven thing. Yeah, you have more energy and you're just, yeah, feel better about yourself.
And what is so funny is listening to your video about being present when you're not present. I'm a big advocate of giving credit to where I find these little fun things. So I have to give a shout out to Richard Flint. He is one of the coaches that taught me that quote. So
it's so powerful. I love it.
It's such a powerful comment. And the other one is being consistently persistent about being persistently consistent.
But I can't say that. I'll buy it,
say
but
that
I can't
five
say
times
it.
Fast.
Right.
Yeah.
I have learned how to do that now, yet it took me quite a long time. And he's been an advocate and a huge influence in my business. And that concept of being present when you're not present. And that's important even in your budgeting because so many people, first of all, when they start a business, which I'm sure you've dealt with in the accounting and what you've learned in building a business and you get to experience in your business is that so often you don't even realize you need to have a budget.
I see it two-sided because I have my own, but then I deal with clients that come in to get pre-approved and I realize who has one and doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And household and business and yeah. It's very, very, very important personally and professionally.
Absolutely. So what would you say would be the question that we want to put out to our listeners as well as to our audience and inside the studio to start the conversation? Because I know we're going to be jumping to a break here in just a minute.
You know, it's just like with this entire thing, I keep it kind of broad to start with. Do you even have a budget?
Well, and so I'm going to put it out there to all the salespeople listening because, you know, I can't help but coach. And you know that when you walk in the room.
I love it. Even when you put me on the spot. And warning, she'll put you both on the spot at some point today.
I told her
and
not
it's
to.
Fun for me.
Oh, right.
She will. She will. But it's fun for me because she's going to pick on you guys a little today. So I get a little leeway.
It was funny when I was in Tennessee. One of the wonderful gifts of a lady said to me, she goes, I love watching you on Facebook. You're just so real.
We heard a lot of that last week. Yeah, it was good.
That was awesome. So. When you're working in sales or any type of relationship building, partnership building, you want to operate more often than not in open-ended questions. And so if you're saying, do you, is that an open-ended question?
No.
It's a yes or no.
I know. I always start with that one and then I go, but I know that's how you're supposed to do it.
So one of the opportunities would be say, okay, what type of budget do you have? Because people, you know, most sadly, a lot of people's budgets is how much is in their bank account, right? And and what do they have?
Scary, but possibly true.
But possibly true for a lot of people, right? And so the opportunity now is to help them uncover what can we help them uncover. And this is true for when you're working with buyers. What type of budget did you decide for your house?
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to cover that when we come back from break. So we want to use open-ended questions. Fair?
Sounds good.
We're learning to get coaching before we start, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to be staying online on the Facebook Live, and we'll love to hear from you. Talk to you soon.
Is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. So why would you entrust buying a new home or selling your home to anyone but Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider? And tune in weekdays from noon to 1 for Ellen Hurley's show, The Real Estate Insider, exclusively on Money 105.5.
Buying or selling, call the Real Estate Insider. Insider. For your real estate dream, she gets it done. Call 916-726-9000.
Yeah!
Oh, excuse me, Mac. Are you the king of this castle?
Yes.
I hope you don't mind, but I brought a few thousand of my buddies over. Okay, boys, let's move it.
Wait a minute, you can't come in here.
Yellow jackets and wasps, go north. Start making your nests. Attention ants, spread out and find some food. Bon appetite! All spiders and black widows, go hide somewhere and be ready to attack.
Oh, this is not good.
This dramatization has been brought to you by your friends at Pest Control Center. Pest Control Center is on your side to protect your home and property. Stop the pest invasion in its tracks.
Call 344-4400 and save $75 off pest control services. That's 344-4400 or log on at PestControlCenter.com.
Pest Control Center, over 30 years experience, always professional and friendly, treating your home like it's their very own.
Okay, boys, pack up your gear. We're moving out.
Sacramento's Money 105.5.
And we are back. This is Coach April, strategic leadership coach and owner of One Light Ahead. And we are very thankful to have you joining us. We have our wonderful, beautiful co-host, Ms. Kelly. Share your information with everyone.
Too kind. Kelly Freer with Guild Mortgage. I'm licensed in the state of California. And my contact information is, best way is my cell phone, 916-813-3946. If you have any questions, call or text.
Perfect. And Tony, would you like to share your information?
Sure.
Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
Yay.
I'm Tony Majorana with Five Star Accounting and Business Solutions. We're located at 7920 Alta Sunrise Drive, Suite 230, Citrus Heights. Yes, we are a full-fledged accounting firm, and we would love to help you. Our phone number is 916-905-7444. Please give us a call if you want to find a new accountant or have any bookkeeping
CPA.
Done or business consulting, payroll. We are a full-fledged accounting firm, and we can help you with every aspect of accounting.
And you came on the perfect day that we're doing budgeting. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Very, very convenient.
Awesome. And Ms. Charlie.
Charlie.
Yay.
I'm an associate broker with Acero Real Estate in Rockland, California. You can best reach me at my cell phone, 916-595-1099.
Excellent. And we are live also on our Facebook Live, and I believe everything's all working there. Everybody can see everybody. And
Gaydale's sending me messages. She's so awesome. She said, Kelly, move to the left, right?
I love it.
I love it. We got a little text. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
She's
perfect.
She's so great. Wonderful.
She is on it. We have an amazing team player that is setting up all your information so you had emailed
Excellent.
In. Isn't that neat?
That is cool.
So that's a wonderful gift about this opportunity is that we do not know who's listening. This is the Real Estate Insider Show. We call it Freedom Friday because we love the freedom to give people the choice to listen to us, first of all, the choice to learn from us and grow with us. So we are talking about budgeting today. So would you restate, and by the way, my contact, 916-201-5146 and or onelightahead.com. And you, we were covering where we're our next event and the process that we're going and how we, and before we went to it, you said the first question you would ask is what to a person about budgeting?
Well, oh gosh, I know I asked it. I didn't ask it open-ended. What kind of budget do you have? Something
Excellent.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so Charlie, what would you say to a buyer that you're working with or a seller in regards to their budgeting and how they're preparing for moving forward?
You know, just be comfortable with the home you're looking for. You know, a lot of people get approved for a certain dollar amount, but I mean, are you going to be comfortable with that mortgage payment? I think that is huge because as a realtor, I want my clients to be happy.
Absolutely.
I don't want my clients to get
for
in
sure.
a home that because they qualified for a $400,000 home, they went and bought a $400,000 home, and then they struggle, and then I call them, you know, 3-4 months later, and it's like, oh, Charles, I have no money for anything else, and they're just not happy.
Yeah, so, they're not living the lifestyle they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So we did a whole section on that.
We
yeah.
did. Yeah. And you have a wonderful saying that I was just going to ask you about. You wanted to finish, though, first.
No, I just was going to say that's very important to me. You know, I always stress that to my buyers. You know, as much as I get paid on the commission of how big the home is, I'd rather my clients be happy.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to build a business, not just collect a paycheck. So it's really important for me to make sure my clients don't settle and they're in their price range that they should be.
I love that. And use the statement that you love to use.
Well, I always start with asking clients, do you want to own your house or your house to own you, your home?
Yeah.
Because it's a big difference. So bottom line, are you a homebody and you're happier with the big chunk of your budget going towards your home? Because that is your oasis. That's where you're going to say. But or do you just want a place to live and then you want to travel every chance you get? Real difference in the budget. So I'm asking that question is make sure, and I never ever, what's the most I'm going to qualify for? It's like, let's just talk about a payment you're comfortable with.
So, absolutely.
And I love that you do that because sometimes realtors, it's just where we go, so it's nice to bring it back.
Well, and I'm going to give a shout out to Five Star. When I first started working with them, they reviewed what I had been doing and how I'd been doing it and how much I was using, and then set up a budget for me for my monthly expenses based off of what my monthly activity was. Mm-hmm. And that was a really powerful opportunity to work with an accountant that would review that and set that up. So that was a really neat
factor. Is so powerful because we've talked about this and somebody, you can't if you don't know where you spend your money, you can't fix something you don't even understand.
Absolutely.
So
with that, we also wanted to cover, because we do have a multitude of people listening, we have buyers, sellers, different industries, and we have different people listening on our Facebook Live. So we want to talk a little bit about that business planning structure, finishing strong in regards to where you're at, whether it be budgeting for a home, budgeting for even one of the questions I love to ask clients is, where do you want to be at next? Here's where we are and here's where we want to be. So you started off today saying, did we determine, have we met the goals,
right,
and what type of budgeting is put in place from that? And that's what we're going to be doing at that particular event, is helping people uncover that.
Yeah, and I think the budget piece is so powerful because sometimes we realize mid-year or at some point something's not useful, and sometimes the best way to grow our revenue is to cut our expenses. And if there's something you can cut out, that's the quick fix. And if it's not valuable, let's cut it, change it. And move on.
And there's some conversations there too, because, and this would be interesting for both of you to weigh in on, is sometimes we have a tendency to be so focused on saving pennies that we miss the dollar.
Yes.
Right? So there's another avenue to contemplate. But yes, there is a factor of being aware of what expenses we want to keep and what expenses are not creating return on investment. So I'm going to let Tony weigh in on for a minute. Did you see the look on his face?
See how it happens? I warned you.
I'm going to reflect that. I am the marketing manager of my business, and I'm learning a lot of things through my wife and through all the employees that work there. Budgeting is kind of, it's a revolving task. Everyone knows life is a revolving door. So be prepared to plan, replan, and revisit it consistently. Basically, you want to create a plan, support it by a budget. Budgets hold you accountable, allow you to make better financial decisions when reality is in front of your face. If you have any more questions about budgeting, please give us a call, because I would have somebody that would be more intellectual in that
somebody
area.
Somebody that might be giving you some notes on your phone, right?
Of course.
I love it, though. It's
but
good.
You know what?
I
just want to answer the question, right?
I love it.
And I think I've touched on it
Go
a little bit.
Go to the
bit.
Resource.
Any further needs would just direct us to call 916-905-7444. And we will put you in contact with someone that can help you 100%.
Well, and I want to give a big old shout out to Genevieve, because she's listening right
now.
Right.
I love it.
And I don't mind. I don't mind, because I'm totally comfortable in my skin.
I don't
know all the answers, and I'm okay to say that.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we are a firm that can help in every way possible. We have the right resources. We have the right people. We have the knowledge and the experience. And give us a call.
Excellent. And Charlie, how do you want to weigh in on that?
Budgeting for a realtor, I try to keep it as cost efficient as possible. I mean, you have so many resources out there that are free. And like I said in the beginning, social media is huge.
It's a great tool.
Yeah, great tool. With my business, it's a lot of guessing, checking, what works, what doesn't work, what costs money, you're going to get your return on that money. And especially as a new agent, that was the most difficult, because it costs a lot to become a realtor.
People don't realize.
It does have quite a bit of expense, but it's a very low expense when you compare it to other businesses, right?
It depends. You know, I was quite fortunate because I had a fitness business, so I already had a sphere of influence.
Excellent.
You know, someone that doesn't have a big sphere of influence, I mean, you have to spend money to create that sphere of influence.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that is the most important thing you can do is building that sphere of influence and just being kind to everybody you come across, you know, and build relationships. I mean, it's huge, especially in my industry.
Well, and I also love that you're aware of the fact that your past history had value to bring into your new business.
Right.
And yes. So many people, when they jump into the business in real estate, whether it be if they've had another business, another job, whatever it is, they don't realize that they're bringing skills to the table.
Yeah.
And then their mindset about their skills is a whole nother. And we were talking a little bit about that.
I love mindset. You want to talk mindset? I'll talk mindset all day.
That's the fitness guy. Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And so we're going to come back around to that in a minute. Kelly, what would you want to add into that?
Well, I think same kind of thing as just knowing your business, but like knowing that you have that sphere of influence and that you need one, and then knowing you have it and utilizing it, however that is. But a CRM, we've talked about that a lot.
And that's a budget. And that's a budget item. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting, too, because ironically, I have the program called Infusionsoft, which is a very costly CRM. Mm-hmm. Yet, when you compare it to other CRMs, it is a very efficient CRM based off of the return on investment. So when you're looking at things, some people can afford a very affordable CRM, and it just, and for those that don't know what CRM is,
yes, I was going to say,
client relationship management program, and those are set up to duplicate your business, to set up an opportunity to track what's happening with your sphere of influence, and then there's some automated systems and features to it that also add in, and there's all kinds of programs out there.
And it's back to last week. You know, using social media is really important, but it's so important to talk to your past clients
or
potential clients, and so again, being present when you're not present, which is just a big focus of mine this year, because I think that was has been a weakness of mine in the past. And so I made that big change mid-year last year, and it's amazing how effective it's been.
And how many are you working on consistently?
Adding to my CRM, if I can do 40 contacts a month is my goal. So 10 a week, I've done the numbers to know that hits my max, the goal I really have for myself for the year. And it's a little different for lenders than realtors. I always say I want to do about 10 times the business, because just the way the numbers play out and our ability and the time it takes for a transaction. But it's about that, about 10 times. So it's really just meeting people, connecting with them, and, you know, connecting enough to add them to my CRM. Because, you know, you have to do that. You have to be a resource, add value to their life, their business, before you can just throw them. You don't just throw anybody in your
and
CRM.
And your favorite staying and to be relevant as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. Be relevant.
That is her focus for this year. So one of the things I want to add into the factor as we prepare for, because we're going to be going to a break in a few minutes, I'm sure.
Always.
It goes flies very by. Quick.
It goes so fast.
Yeah, we want to set up our audience to know we work on mastering their mindset, skills, and results is what One Light Ahead is focused on, and helping people build their business. We just started a brand new competition called the Masters League Competition. It was a blast, and we're looking forward to bringing that to a multitude of areas, and that really is how is helping people uncover the A to Z of their business, as well as understanding the mindset that happens underneath the surface. I was talking with Charlie before we started today about the Habit Finder, which is a program that I have that actually is a profile system that allows us to figure out what your thought patterns are underneath, and then help align.
So whichever one you use, so powerful, because I went through that last year, and it's a big deal.
And we talked about the disc, so I have both of them incorporated into the program, and I like both because there's 36 thought patterns that happen in the Habit Finder. There's 360 different varieties in the disc, and how you connect with people, and then how you add them into your database. Yet I have another awareness and a tool that I talk about that talks about the numbers and the budgeting. And you said something I wanted to come back to. You said, you know, it costs money to build a database, to build a sphere of influence. And so many people don't budget that number. You know, are you going to do it by mail? Are you going to do it by hand? Are you going to deliver products? What cost is that going to be set up? For what month are you going to set that up? And we know statistically, for every 12 people that you connect with on a consistent basis, in any industry, but it's proven statistically in real estate, you will gain 2 transactions in the next 12 months.
That's huge.
That's a huge number.
It is.
Right? So as we are preparing for break, we're going to talk about how we can help people uncover that and what it looks like in their business. And we will be back shortly. For those that are joining us on Facebook Live, feel free to come grab us again in just a few minutes. And again, 866-576-1055, Freedom Friday, Real Estate Insider with Ms. Kelly and I. We'll look forward to seeing you soon
or talking to you soon.
We'll be right back.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. President Trump met with the top executives from leading automakers today, including the CEOs of GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler. The meeting was about loosening emissions and freezing fuel economy standards. Mr. Trump told reporters before the meeting that they would discuss environmental control and manufacturing millions of new cars within the U.S. He said Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne was his favorite man in the room for moving a plant from Mexico to Michigan. Telecom giant Cisco Systems said it will pull its ads from Google's YouTube platforms for brand safety, citing issues with content on the site. Cisco was among the several hundred companies whose ads were placed along extremist content on YouTube. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 45 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 16. The S&P 500 is up just a fraction. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranted buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60-foot building for less than $25,000 or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Are you tired of feeling sick and tired? Are you looking for more natural, drug-free solutions for common healthcare issues for you and your family? My name is Dr. Tim Smith, and I am the host of Family Health Solutions Radio Show here on Money 105.5. Every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m., we are talking about natural preventative health solutions for the entire family. Make sure to join us every week, 2 to 3 p.m., here on Money 105.5 and help improve the health of your family.
Have you ever heard the statement, mindset is everything? I believe this statement to be true. If you're ready to grow in your business or you're trying to change things in your life, mindset is key. I'm Brandon Heintz, and I've helped thousands of my clients set their mindset in the right direction to allow them to achieve their goals and to make changes in their lives. You can have what you want. Let's stop the limiting beliefs that are holding you back with my help. Go to AskBrandonForFree.com. That's AskBrandonForFree.com.
Life is a series of moves, from new beginnings to new opportunities to new places to call home. As your goals and dreams change, Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, will be there. Here's a list of reasons why year after year, more buyers and sellers trust Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, to get the job done. It's because Ellen Hurley offers more of what busy people want, more professionalism, more personal attention, more convenience, more experience, and one of the best closing records in the area. Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, makes buying or selling a home a much easier process. When you're considering your next move, consider Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, because happiness is homemade. Call Ellen Hurley today at 916-726-9000, 916-726-9000, 726-9000, and tune in weekdays from noon to 1 for Ellen Hurley's show, The Real Estate Insider, exclusively on Money 105.5. Ellen Hurley, BRE number 005-212-77.
Money 105.5.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Coach April, and we've got my co-host dancing in the studio. I love it.
Sorry, I forgot we're on Facebook Live. I got to watch the dancing, right?
I love it.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is Freedom Friday, and it is the Real Estate Insider Show. I am the strategic leadership coach and owner of One Light Ahead. We are a coaching, consulting, and seminar company, and always looking for additional individuals that are looking to commit to building their business and being leaders in their community. So with that, you can contact me at 916-201-5146. And Miss Kelly.
Hey, everybody. It's Kelly Freer with Guild Mortgage. Best contact is my cell phone, available evenings and weekends because that's when we do real estate, right? 916-813-3946. Call or text anytime.
And Tony, you have a guest on that's on our call that's called in for us.
We have a special guest.
We do have a special
guest. Very special guest. Yeah. Extra special.
We're going to announce her in just a minute after we get to Charlie to share. Charlie. I always want to do that. It's so fun. You got to catch me every once in a while. Charlie, would you share your information and all kinds of fun stuff that...
Of course. My name is Charlie. I'm with Acero Real Estate in Rockland. And I'm always available. You call me anytime. My number is 916-595-1099.
Excellent. Nothing special you want to share with everybody?
I enjoy life.
I love that. Both of you are big about, you know, I just love what I do.
Yeah, I very much do. It's not a job. I really love what I do every day.
Well, you know, and I wholeheartedly relate. I tell people all the time, I'm a coach. I can't help it. It's just who I am, what I do, and how I do it, right?
Yes.
And you experience it every time,
I do. It's quite handy for me, though. So, I appreciate it.
Thank you. And Tony's still learning about that, right?
Yes. Learning about a lot of things.
You're a gift.
We're always learning.
You're a gift.
Yeah.
So, Miss, we have a caller today, and she happens to be special to you. Miss Genevieve, are you on the line with us yet?
I am here.
Oh, look at you. Well, long time no see, pretty lady.
Hi there. How are you?
I am excellent. So for those that are on Facebook Live, they cannot hear you. So Ms. Genevieve's saying hello. And Tony, you're going to give I'm going to summarize a little bit of what, Genevieve, what would you like to share with our audience?
You know, I just thought that this was a great topic that you guys are addressing today between the budgeting and the real estate environment.
Excellent.
And how that correlates. But, so, you know, I think that one of the things that I wanted to put out there for folks is that tax reform has changed a lot of things in 2018 and going forward, whether you're an individual homeowner or if you are an investor. And
so, Genevieve, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you for just a minute so that our Facebook Live can hear before you get too far in, and I can't summarize what you just said.
She's going to recap this. Yeah.
So, Genevieve was just sharing with our audience, and this is so powerful for many people that are listening that have any type of relationship or partnerships. Is give somebody the opportunity to say, "I've heard what you've said," and so what Genevieve just said for our Facebook Live audience is listening to us. That is valuable that we're talking about budgeting and real estate for both factors in regards to business owners and homeowners is that it has some huge tax reforms have happened that are going to cause some impact. And you wanted to speak a little bit more on that, right, Genevieve?
Yeah, just to mention that this is a real opportunity. Most homeowners are not going to be affected by it unless you have a pretty significant mortgage, but investors will be. And it's a real opportunity for folks to actually create a plan, talk about some new strategic approaches and how that's going to impact their budgets going forward. So,
well, ironically, isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
So when you say, so I'm going to repeat that again for a minute, and Kelly is a perfect person to have some thought about into that, and as well as Charlie, and is that although some homeowners will not be affected by the tax reform unless they've got a pretty hefty income or not
mortgage.
Income mortgage we'll get that so they'll have some impact, but it really is going to have an impact in regards to, and if you were to give any specifics, who would you say they need to have it on their radar?
You know, investors,
investors specifically,
there's a new pass-through deduction if you based on the type of entity, or not even based on type of entity, but the activity. And so there just may be some, and some of that may, it just may impact them, and they may, it's just an opportunity for them to consider a new approach, maybe restructuring how they are conducting business. There's a lot of things out there, 1031 exchanges, self-directed IRAs.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and they can, you know, they can, that's all related to your budget. So whether you're individual or a business entity, then that, so, there's just a lot of opportunity out there for people to be looking at that and how it relates to the real estate market.
So, he was sharing, Tony's sharing some of the texting that you've all been got going on. And great job, by the way, for adding some language to him. So, Kelly, would you weigh in on what and what you just heard Genevieve say so we can make sure to share that with our audience?
Yeah, I have to start with, we always tell our clients when they call in, they ask questions, they do think we're, you know, a psychologist, a tax analyst, everything, right?
Lawyer.
And so a lawyer. So we immediately say, you really need to talk to a tax professional. But with that said, the general general rule of thumb is that your mortgage interest for, you know, an owner-occupied is going to be the largest deduction you're going to take on your tax returns. That's what people in, you know, everybody, that's just a stereotype, and it's pretty much true. Now that's changed this year because the standard deduction laws have changed. So while I'm not going to coach a client, I will coach them to go talk to a tax attorney because what you thought you knew, you may not know now. There's a lot of changes.
Well, and she was speaking specifically too, as well, for investors and the pass-throughs and et cetera that, that our Facebook audience could not hear. But that would be why an individual would want to call her and have a conversation about how it affects them in both aspects, investor and, or you know, somebody planning.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many reasons for home ownership because that is, we've talked so many times, it's the greatest way to grow your overall wealth. And so just generally speaking, financially, your financial wealth, that's the best way to do it. So there's still so many positive approaches and avenues to buy your own home, not just down to the reason why I think everybody should own a home to have that base and foundation for your family. But it is the tax advantages and laws have changed. And so you really need to know you're doing it for the right reasons.
So Genevieve, we could not see what she just did, but it was so fun to watch. So I immediately she says that real estate is the best investment for your financial wealth. And it was so fun because we had a whole conversation about the different types of wealth.
Absolutely.
And financial is one of those wealths, but time is also a wealth. There's a multitude of different, and what I was just talking about in my program yesterday is the currency is factored in multiple avenues.
Right.
And so great point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Genevieve. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
When we're talking about time, I can't tell you how many times that we've seen people actually create a budget. And it takes time, folks. it is not an easy task, and we understand that. And especially if you're in business, it can be a bit more complicated. But I just encourage folks to really, whether it's a life plan or a business plan, that needs to come first, and then that budget needs to be supported by that plan.
Perfect. And, 100% agree.
And people just, they just don't look at it again, though. I can't even. And
so I'm going to interrupt.
I can explain.
Because that was powerful, yeah.
You want me to explain it?
Yes, please. Would you like to reiterate that?
For those of you on Facebook Live, if you can't hear what's going on here, but I can reiterate it. I think one of the largest mistakes that people make is spending the time to create a budget they ignore and they never look at it again or not frequent enough. I can't stress how important it is to have a life or a business plan. First, then be sure the budget supports the plan.
Exactly.
If you don't support the plan, then you don't have a budget. And budgets are very important. We have a budget. I mean, we knew how much we had to spend on our home. And regardless, we knew the cutoff.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Having that starting point was really powerful, though. Yeah. We talked about when we were doing our business plans last year. The first thing I ask people when I'm helping them coaching to do their business plan is, let's envision what your life look like. And then we back in what's income going to take to have that life, and then what's that budget? Because it all varies. And, you know, sometimes what you envision, you don't want to do the work to get the income to create that vision or sustain that vision. Well, so it's a process.
And we have a numbers tracking program that actually has a business plan built into it and then incorporates those expenses if they're willing to take the commitment to that. Charlie, what do you want to weigh in on?
I was just going to say, you have to have discipline too, because I've had a lot of buyers
that
were, you know, Charles, what do I need to do to buy a home and how much do I need to save up? And, all right, you need to do this, this, and this. And then 3 months later, I'm like, hey, how you doing? They're like, well, we bought a car. And I was like,
oops.
You have no
idea. I'll say you have money, Or they go on a trip somewhere. And I think even when you set your goals, you know, you can write them down. And they're only good on that paper. And you really have to dive into those goals in the budget and really just have discipline. You have to stay to those goals and stay to that budget.
That's the actions that follow that what you write down.
Well, it's funny. So this is what we talk about, mastering the mindset, the skills, and the results, right? So if our mindset is not committed to that habit, then it obviously is not going to show up in the skills or the results, right? And there's some, and what I find over the years of coaching and being in the business industry is that there's a connection. And until we get that connection and the value of the connection, that's what gets missed. And so when you're having the first meeting with the client, the opportunity to say, you know, by the way, buying a car or doing these things is going to impact your future. And if they don't know that, That's a big deal. And Kelly wants to weigh in on this.
Yeah, I was just going to say to bring it back to make sure we're covering our real estate
and
show.
And we're going to have to wrap that up in just a minute, so make it quick.
we always say that's why you start with a lender first before you go
absolutely.
To a realtor.
Absolutely.
Because we'll be a little bossier and we kind of lay down the law.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back and talk more on this. We're so glad you joined us. We'll be back in just a minute. And Genevieve, go ahead and hold on with us.
Flies by so fast.
Life is a series of moves, from new beginnings to new opportunities to new places to call home. As your goals and dreams change, Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, will be there. There's a list of reasons why year after year, more buyers and sellers trust Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, to get the job done. It's because Ellen Hurley offers more of what busy people want: more professionalism, more personal attention, more convenience, more experience, and one of the best closing records in the area. Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, makes buying or selling a home a much easier process. When you're considering your next move, consider Ellen Hurley, the Real Estate Insider, because happiness is homemade. Call Ellen Hurley today at 916-726-9000, 916-726-9000, 726-9000, and tune in weekdays from noon to 1 for Ellen Hurley's show, The Real Estate Insider, exclusively on Money 105.5. Ellen Hurley, BRE number 005-212-77.
Sunrise Energy is your local solar company providing solar solutions for over 15 years. Sunrise Energy designs, installs, and services all solar power systems and will provide a free on-site evaluation to determine the right solar system for your needs. Ask about our spring solar sale and zero down financing. Find out how much money you can save with Sunrise Energy today at ses-solar.com or call 916-791-2426. Sunrise Energy Solutions.
This is Sacramento's Money 105.5.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Coach April. We are back on the Real Estate Insider Show, our Freedom Friday, and we are so glad to have our guests today, as well as our amazing co-host. So go ahead and get us started, Miss Kelly.
Hey, everybody. Kelly Freer with Guild Mortgage. Best way to contact me if you have any questions, 916-813-3946.
Tony.
Tony from Five Star Accounting and Business Solutions, 916-905-744. Give me a call. Try to help you as best I can.
And get you connected to the beautiful lady that's on our line with
yes.
us, right?
The Princess Genevieve.
Princess. You can hear him now, right?
Trying to
He's
earn
a
points.
Smart man, pretty lady. Yeah. Smart man.
And I'm Charlie. I'm with the Sale of Real Estate in Rockland. And best way to reach me is my cell phone, 916-595-1099. Always available.
Excellent. My contact, Coach April, 916-201-5146, or you can go to our website. That will be the new one, so almost ready. I think it'll go live this
exciting.
Week. Next, first of next week. So, and onelightahead.com. So, Charlie, we said we'd start with you. Genevieve, we're going to call, let you listen in for with us and input as we wrap up our show. Is that'll work for you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Glad you're with us. Charlie, weigh in on our conversation of what you would want to make sure someone listening, buyer, seller, another agent, what you would want to hear somebody be focused on in regards to their budget. What have you done in your mindset, your commitment, your discipline? I love that you brought that up.
Yeah. You know, with the seller, you know, mostly when you sell a home, you buy another home and just start fixing up your home slowly and start budgeting, you know, what's going to be a payoff? Where are you going to get your return?
And don't
on
attempt to do it all at once.
Yeah,
talk to your realtor.
Yeah, talk to your realtor
don't
because
just jump in.
One of the best things that I can do for you is I do what's called a comparative market analysis.
Yes.
And with that comparative
market. I call it a competitive market analysis.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of, it's good for the clients to see because now they know what's the top home in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. How do you compare it to that home? What can you do to compete with the nicer homes in the area and the people that come in and flip homes. Because I know a lot of people that put too much money in their home. They're
right,
not going to get it back.
Time,
and then because they put that money. And because they put that money into their home, they think all of a sudden now their home's worth this much. And it's like, no, you know, you still have to compete. Yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't come in.
It's only a percentage of what you put in.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, I really recommend just cleaning the home up. Fresh paint, fresh floors, just, you know, the cosmetic things that aren't going to be real costly, but are you going to, one of the best things I tell my clients is when buyers walk in that house, they don't want to go project,
because that kind of turns them off. And they'll multiply that cost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, you know, you want to have a nice clean home, do things that, you know, clean the front yard, get plants, flowers, make your home look presentable. Eliminate the clutter. I mean, that's a big one. I walk into some homes and I'm like, man, you just got to clean up and put the laundry away.
We got stuff to take care of. Well, and remember that everybody does not do our business on a daily basis, right? So our opportunity is to educate clients, right?
Yeah.
And then also what you're saying is when you're doing a competitive analysis, mm-hmm. is you're helping them understand that if they were the buyer, because it's very difficult for people to walk in another person's shoes. We were having a whole conversation about empathy the other day, and I'm telling you, empathy is a learned skill, and I would love to teach lots of people.
So. We would all love for you too.
Right? Yes. Thank you. So the opportunity is to help them uncover what they don't know.
Yeah.
And help them determine how, if they were going to go walk into a property, and that's, I've done that with many of the sellers. Because I've been in the industry for over 16 years, and I've done many sellers and took them to go see what their competition is so they can walk through it and really understand that this is what the buyers are going to see. Yeah. So compared to what you're doing, you know, and not, go ahead.
And I was going to say, that brings up another big point. If you're thinking about selling your home in the next year or so, anytime you see a new listing hit your neighborhood, go check it out. Yeah. Go
regardless
check it out. Walk
it
through the home. Yeah, just walk through the home. See what your the competition is, and then when that home sells, you kind of have a better idea of what
your
going
home on. Yeah,
yeah, you're doing your research.
Yeah,
absolutely. Great point. So, Tony, anything you want to weigh in on before we jump over?
You know, the only thing that I would add to that is that on for
your wife's going to speak for you.
I think she thought you were talking to her.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you said Genevieve.
No, I'm teasing you.
The only thing I was going to add to that was that for individual home ownership, we're so emotionally tied.
Yes.
That's such a great point. So let me interrupt you and share this with our Facebook. And Genevieve, normally I do not interrupt you. So I hope you do.
It's required.
It's a requirement right now with our Facebook Live is that a lot of people that are listening in are what you said is that people – buyers and sellers are emotionally tied to their home. That's such a powerful point. Now keep going on that thought.
Well, I think that one of the challenges for people who are in the industry, you know, the real estate gurus,
the real estate
one
gurus.
Of their challenges is helping people to really come to terms with what is reality versus what is their mindset.
That's the psychology in our job.
Yes.
Right.
That's one of our other hats.
So, exactly. Kelly, will you share a little bit on that, and then we'll go over to Tony?
Well, I think it's really important to
restate what you said because people
Facebook
don't know.
Well, you do that. That's your specialty.
We're coaching you on this, Kelly.
Yeah. She's like a sponge. She absorbs everything.
I know. I might mix it up somehow. Yeah, it's just helping people see the reality of the different, you know, their home, how they see it and how others might see it. I think that basically recapped it.
Great.
And, it really is. For me, it's a lot of it's come back to the realtor. I'm like, that's their specialty. Let them help you see it. And please, I tell them all the time, I think when they hear it from me, it's better than the realtor. I'm like, don't be offended. They're looking at it. You know, they're out there to make money
for
you.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. They are the professional, and don't be offended. This is just, it's just statistics. This is how people see things.
Well, and so here's a great thing to be aware of, and this will be a very valuable tool for you, is there's a great tool out there about the marketing aspect. If you overprice your home, you're going to get less than 3% come see that home. If you price it to where it's competitive, you'll have 90% of the industry. And there's a great visual for that I've used multitude of times that helps people, like what Genevieve said, is to get realistic. Because sadly, a client does not want to be on the market and chase the market to wherever it's going. And that's a challenge that we have in this industry right now is some areas have some challenges where other areas are booming like crazy, right? So, and this industry today, right now, there's multiple offers if it's priced appropriately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the market's going to tell you.
Starts a bidding war.
The market will tell you. Yes. Yeah. And within 14 days, you do not have an offer. You are not priced appropriately.
Right. I agree with that.
End of story.
Being the numbers person, I just can't help but bring it home. I think all the time. Tell them if you price it right, instead of sitting on that home for 30 or 45 days, you've paid the insurance, you've paid the maintenance, you had the pool guy, you had this, you had your market. And then the house you're going to buy did that same increase, and you're probably upgrading. So it's a percentage thing. So people don't realize it's just a principle of it. They want, I think I should have got $10,000 more. Mm-hmm. Well, don't spend $15,000 to get 10.
Exactly.
And so bringing the numbers home a lot of times and supporting my realtors and making sure they understand that when we know they're not pricing appropriately.
Exactly. Yes. Well, and the challenge is, and even for some real estate agents that haven't been through the industries of up and downs and what we call normal economics, which is the up. hill, right? You're relating with everything I'm saying.
I have a degree in economics.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's helpful.
I'd like to throw that out there.
Yes, yes, you do.
That's a very important factor because a lot of real estate agents do not have a degree in economics. They do not understand the supply and demand curve. Mm-hmm. And we are probably in a different curve right now. And some of the markets change because normally it's a 5 to 7 year cycle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I graduated in 2008. So,
there
is no real estate going on.
That was the downfall.
Yeah. Right.
So now we are in 2018. It's 10 years. If you pay attention to your curves, there's some awareness there.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a thought. So, Tony, anything you want to weigh in? We've got less than a minute.
I just want to weigh in that, dealing with real estate and doing the budgeting and all that stuff, our company is here to help you manage your money. We can't help you in the real estate area. We can show you how to spend your money. We can show you how to budget. We can definitely.
I happen to know a few people that can.
Yes, I happen to know a few people.
Yeah.
But we can help you in every aspect on managing your money and ongoing services that provide you to carry a budget, stick to the budget, and be successful.
Perfect.
That's why we're in business.
Excellent.
Is to
Kelly.
Make our customers happy.
I love that. And that's real.
Yep.
Kelly, anything you want to weigh in?
I just want to say real quick, because I know we're time, the most important profession in the world, and it's valuable to them to probably write the best budgets and do it the most often, is Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
I love Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know they probably write the best budgets, right?
I would agree with that. My mom is probably one of the best out there.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that awesome. The truth? Charlie, anything you want
to
add in?
I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, too. You know,
yeah.
I'm a mama's boy.
Oh, I love that. You know, my mom, that's another conversation my son and I had. Okay, so Miss Genevieve, you got the final minute. Any other thought you'd like me to repeat for you as we say hello to all our Facebook friends and all of us listening in? We are so glad that everybody joined us. Happy Mother's Day to everybody watching and listening. And Genevieve.
Yeah, just Happy Mother's Day to everybody, and thanks so much for letting us participate.
We're so glad that y'all joined us.
Thank you very much.
It was a blessing. Thank you very much.
Great having you guys join us. Yeah,
and we are going to be covering business planning again, wrapping it all up together and figuring out how we can make sure anybody that wants to join us in Elk Grove.
May 23rd, for our business planning meeting. Finish the year strong.
Schedule it for us as a team.
Yep.
And we'll make sure to get that out for our next show and have Gaydell post that for
us.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody. We're glad you're here. Have an amazing week. God bless.
Have a great Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Mother's Day.